Now, the shotgun start in golf is full of mathematics. There's a lot of setup work that we have to do in order to make a tournament work. So I'm going to demonstrate to you just exactly how we do a shotgun start here.
And here we go.
All right, all right, all right. Gentlemen, start your engine!
Brendan, it's great to be back, you know?
A little rusty. Did an extra layoff? One layoff. I apologize. You know, no Monday shows on me. I was trying to get a sub. I didn't know. I mean, I got caught in the U Sports vortex. You know, it's mid-October. It's early October. Look, big things are happening. Amusing things are happening. We'll talk about them. I apologize. I got caught.
There's a lot of stuff going on. I was firing off takes. All kinds of things, you know?
Well, good. Glad.
Long
we should
drive.
Clean up. Bryson Long Drive. Did you watch any of that?
I just saw the highlight of the guy going down with the injury.
I mean, it was a sort of delightful freak show thing Friday night. Like, it was like East Coast time was like 10:30 on a Friday night. I don't know. It was amusing. The guys who were on the call were just ridiculous, and this guy's crawling, writhing in pain, rolling around like a turtle on its back while Bryson's trying to get like 220 ball speed next to him. It was kind of amusing.
I love how he looked down and there was like he had a moment of concern, and then he like realized he had to get back into like his focus.
Only got 20 seconds left. Yeah. Impressive showing. We don't need to go into the actual analysis of it, but the guy's like the sixth. You came in sixth after being like a top five player in the world for the last like 15 months. Pretty good. It's not bad that he went up and competed. I think he did better than most people expected. Other cleanup, I don't know, Sam Burns wins the Sanderson down in Jackson. Danny Willett wins the Dunhill. And Celine Boutier wins the ShopRite there in Atlantic City, or Galloway, whatever it is specifically. Did you have any reaction to that? I mean, I'm going to watch the NFL. I'm sorry. The Dunhill was great. It was perfect. I had Sanderson on because it ends at, 4-7. It was on. So it's just like, I don't know. It's hard. It's hard to get up for that. The field was strong, but it's just... And the week after the Ryder Cup is a tough spot, I would say. Specifically,
well, I think
this year.
Is that the fall series, kind of the demise here is it goes up against football, goes right up against it. There's no, I think the most attractive things about a Euro Tour kind of focus at this time of year is that it's done before football or right there. You know, as football's starting, it's finishing, you know? And you might be able to, I might stay and watch the Euro Tour for 30 minutes if the Bears are starting Andy Dalton, I'll watch the finish of the Euro Tour over the, Andy Dalton stinking it up there. But that's the thing. I think it's just a tough situation. And then on Saturdays, you're going against college football.
Right. The Dunhill was fantastic. Like, they got the weather at St. Andrews. I mean, it blew a lot, over the weekend. I saw Jeff Shackelford had a post that it was much greener than he's used to seeing and didn't like. It's just too much rough and mowing lines and too green. But, that's just perfect coffee golf in early October. Danny Willett wins. There was just an array of quality highlight shots, and that's what you want. If you're fighting up against football, if you're fighting at the end of a long, exhausting season, you need something more than just players. The top players or the big names. You have to have something more, and I think obviously the Old Course can provide that. It provide that extra element to get the golf nut, the people who are already in the boat, to add more onto the pile in October.
Do you think Pete Willett was on site?
I don't know. God. That guy is still, he had one article pop during a Ryder Cup, and he's just, still a figure in the golf world. Somebody sent us something that there might be Horschel Sr., Billy Sr. might be like sandbagging. I guess there was some great discrepancy between their gross and net scores. It didn't seem to add up that Billy Sr. I wonder, now that we're off topic, does the town crier have to make a proclamation about the town fool? Like, he's hosted Urban at TPC Sawgrass now. Urban Meyer. I think he's the crier. It seems like he has to make some sort of announcement, some sort of declaration about this sort of court jester that's running rampant through their town. So I think it's incumbent upon him. If he has to comment on everything Northeast Florida, I think this can't go unremarked upon. So anyways, the Dunhill was the event of the week, and for good reason.
What was that video? Well, he was sending the Trevor Lawrence videos about the Jaguars. Back at, you know, he was doing the Instagram stories. So, yeah, he does need to comment.
I think he does.
On what's going on.
He's the town crier.
If he's commenting about Trevor Lawrence, he needs to comment.
All
Maybe
things.
We should try and reach out to him. We should.
What do you have to say about Urban? Should he be gone?
Do you
gone?
Think if we tweet at him, he would respond?
No, I don't think. He might block us. I've heard he's got a quick trigger finger with the blocks, that he's blocked certain media members for like the most sort of innocent comments. And he takes pride in it. He's like, you need to be put in timeout. Like, he likes to block.
What if we started a burner that was a West Ham fan? You know, and it was like
pulled
West Ham football fan one. Yeah. And tweeted, hey, Billy, big West Ham fan, been getting into your team because of you, the Jaguars. What do you think about Urban? You know, bait him into it. Just draw him in.
Also, going back to Sanderson real quick.
How about Sam Burns?
I was going to say, how many like American players would you take like, I don't know, for the next 12 months to win or to contend or I don't know, to accrue as many world ranking
Sam
points.
Burns might be one of the 10 best players in the world.
Yeah. He also seems like really ideally suited for this time and place on the PGA Tour. Like, I think he'll feast on PGA Tour setups. Like, he gets birdies. He goes and gets a ton of birdies. He's got the requisite length. Seems to be sort of impervious to the whole rigmarole and the hullabaloo of that surrounds like a final round of a PGA Tour event, certainly at a young age compared to his sort of peers. I don't know. I think top 10 is not, it's not an outlandish statement. And certainly this time next year, I don't know. Seems certainly within the realm of possibility.
Here's the thing. He's 18th in the world. He started last year in the hundreds. Maybe? What was he? Last year at the Shriners, a year ago. Today, he was 167th in the world.
Will OWGR load for you? It hasn't been loading for me. I've been trying to look up his world ranking.
That's probably because your internet
sucks. My bad wires. God damn. All right. I've been trying to do it for the last 5 minutes. Okay.
So he's 167. Now he's 18. He's by far one of the 10. He's probably earned more points than, you know, he's a top 10 player in points earned.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. That sounds right.
Like, that's the thing. He's been a machine. And it was easy to see this coming because he was such a stud in college.
Right.
And he was up there with all those guys that are like Morikawa,
yeah,
Wolf, Hovland, all those guys. He was, you know, arguably better than them in college.
Notoriously and, didn't get the Walker Cup invite for that LA Walker Cup. Well, a lot of those guys did, you know, but yeah. Player of the year,
yeah, and
right?
And this is just, I don't know. I just think big time. We're just seeing over the last year, we've just seen a star born, which is always cool. You know, obviously like Morikawa had the big splash with the majors, but this is a guy that is not going to get the love and he's winning and contending at a really serious clip.
Yep. Imagine he'll be back in Atlanta. He's just like a stud. All right, let's get on to our schedule for the week. You have anything else from the weekend you care to clean up on? The Dunhill? I think, like, a lot of people...
That was a good finish. The LPGA finish was really good. I actually watched some of the LPGA finish. I watched a little bit of the Sanderson. I was busy. I was in Kansas. And But that LPGA finish was really exciting with Boutier. What did she shoot? 63?
63. Went out 62. Earlier than the last final groups and kind of posted a number. Held on by a shot as... Beat Henderson and Jin Young Ko and Imbi Park by a shot.
Jin Young Ko had that putt. That was it was close, but no cigar.
Boutier was, I don't know, wasn't one of the... she was adequate, okay, at the Solheim Cup. Wasn't like one of the stronger players for Europe, but there she is, right back in the winner's circle. And Dunhill,
Stu Hagestad wins the Mid-Am, too.
That's right. That was... Friday, delayed start. Friday. I mean, it got close.
Too bad it wasn't on TV.
It got close. Got interesting.
Seven up to one up.
That Costanza made him work for it. You know,
George's son.
We have already done that. We did that bit last week. We're doing it again this week. All right, let's get on to this week's schedule. Schedule for the week, presented by BixbyCoffee.com, the Shotgun Start Blend, and the Westy Island Blend. Continuing. Thank you for your support. We saw, you know, great enthusiasm around it for Ryder Cup Bixby Bus Week. So we'll continue that through the fall. I've seen some of the Sunday bags out in the wild. People, those are showing up on doorsteps. Toss them in your pitcher. Put the pitcher in the fridge and leave. And you got a pitcher of coffee. You literally don't have to do anything.
Cold brew.
I can't do the grinding here in the morning, or like I try to grind it maybe at night and schedule it. Like, wakes the kids up. The pitcher packs are alternative. Low key. Easy, throw them in the pitcher and go. Get the hell out of Dodge. So that's
I've got like really creaky floors because it's an old house.
Yeah.
I like pretty much can't get out of bed without waking up my daughter.
Yep.
I have to be so quiet.
It's the worst.
I have to like creak downstairs. Then when I'm down there, I like can't make a noise. It's just insane.
Yeah.
You're spot on with the when I have cold brew, it's so much easier, so much quieter. I stand a chance.
Yes, you stand a chance. The grinder is just a non-starter. You can't do it. All right, so that's they're sponsoring our schedule for the week here. The PGA Tour with the Shriners Children's Open. This is at famed TPC Summerlin in Las Vegas. Par 71,
your guy,
7,300.
Your guy defending
Desert Fox.
Champion.
Desert Fox, never seen a TPC in the desert. He didn't dominate, didn't like... Defending champ is Martin Laird, Scotsman. Notables, Brooks Koepka playing. Hideki Matsuyama. Do you think Koepka's playing just to do Las Vegas things with Jenna? Seems like that's like a thing for him. He likes to just go and clubbing or whatever they, you know, put on some high fashion, you know, things that are considered high fashion items and go to clubs. I think that's why he plays. Koepka, Hideki, Reed. Patrick Reed is re-emerging from his cocoon of silence around the Ryder Cup. Except, you know, there's been some used golf facts tweets and things like that. But it'd be interesting if he has to talk to media. Sam Burns, who we just discussed at length. Scottie Scheffler. Hovland. Andrew Landry made notable. Henrik Norlander. Kyle Westmoreland. Tyler McCumber. Bill Haas. Sahith Theegala, Tom Hoge, Jason Kokrak, and Rory Sabatini. So that's your SGS Nobles. Tommy Tables, he's in the belly of the beast. he's in the belly of the beast this week.
Do you think he goes to on the strip casino or strip casino?
No. He's like 10 miles off the strip. No. That's some... No. He's at the off-brand thing that's way, way far away with the regular, the people who live, you know, the haggard folks who live off the strip somewhere. Have you ever been to Vegas? I'm sure you have.
Yes. I went when I was like 21.
Have you only been once?
I have no interest in going back right now. At this point in my life, I just...
I can't.
Like, I go, but I just don't. If I was scheduling a trip, it's not even on my radar.
No.
I'd love to go for March Madness. That's something I would love to do.
I went once for March. That's the only time I went, was for March Madness. My buddy was living there. And it's like too crowded at that point. It's become too popular that it's hard to get in. But it was fun. It was a blast. I was like only 23 or something like that. And now
maybe we could get a MGM sponsorship, like your boy Coke Crack.
All
and
in.
We could go. Yeah, we could go for the Dell Match Play. You know, and
I had a layover in Las Vegas after my flight got canceled from one of these majors. I can't remember if it was Chambers Bay or it was like maybe a Pebble. Like my flight got canceled. I had like a 4-hour layover in Las Vegas. I just wanted to, and I was already down, been away from home for 10 days. I was just like looking out, I was like, this is hell on earth right now. Just I'm stuck in this Vegas airport. They got the slots everywhere. It's like, I never want to be in this place ever again. Anyways, but that's your TPC summer.
The one time.
Go ahead.
One time I was in Vegas, I distinctly remember my flight back. It was a long weekend, and I fell asleep. Like, you know, like I went straight down. Like I fell asleep.
Yeah.
I was in the middle seat.
Yeah.
And I just slept on my own lap. Yeah. For the entire flight. And I woke up. And I just, like, I remember just my body was in pain for, like, a day and a half from sleeping like that.
I have found that that's sometimes often more tenable to sleeping on a plane is going forward than back. That can happen in your hands. I don't know. All right. Here we go. So your featured groups, Scheffler, Laird, Sib, Webb. They put the defending champ with Webb and Scheffler. Koepka, Abe Anser, and Sam Burns. It's a good group. Ryan Palmer, Patrick Reed, and Harris English. You think Harris English teases Patrick Reed about, you know,
Georgia?
Yeah, Georgia Ryder Cup.
Did you see he was out on the field at the Georgia game?
Yeah, he was the guest picker at game day. I didn't see it, but I saw the social media.
How many
media
people
activity.
Went, who the hell is Harris English? Like, of all the golfers, Harris English?
Well,
like, I'm not trying to you know, put the guy down, but he looks like Keith Mitchell and Chris Kirk, like they and Hudson Swafford. He's like one of the least recognizable golfers on tour.
Well, to be
he's
fair,
he's a top
though.
10 player, but he's not recognizable at all.
To be fair,
he's
to
got
Harris,
no name brand appeal.
No, that's true. These guest pickers now just seem to be these off the assembly line country singers. Luke Bryan, Jake Owen. Like, I couldn't tell you the difference between what's on, what's they these guys come out.
Hey, Luke Bryan's from Illinois.
And they're monotone as hell. And they just, you know, they sing all these pop country songs. They're like, that's the guest picker now. They've got the same.
Not Luke Bryan. Luke Bryan's not from Illinois.
They got as much personality as Harris English, all these country singers they bring up there. Anyways. All right. And then last feature group is Victor Hovland, Adam Scott, and Hideki Matsuyama. That's a great freaking group. Huh? Hovland, Adam Scott, and Hideki Matsuyama.
It's a pretty good field.
Too bad it's TPC Summerlin and it's October 10th and nobody gives a shit about golf.
But this is the thing, is like attractive destinations sell. This is like why I don't understand why we don't have an event in Chicago. It's like people will come to Chicago because it's Chicago.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People go to Napa because it's Napa.
Yeah. I suppose you're right.
People go to Sea Island because it's home.
Because it's home. That's fair. Yeah, all those guys you just mentioned. All right, continue.
Hey,
go ahead.
I tell you about something that I've learned about Vegas and TPC Summerlin?
Sure.
I learned this at an event from a gentleman that lives in Vegas. I asked him where he played, and he said TPC Vegas. I said, oh. He goes, you know, we have the thing called the Vegas Cup. And it's an annual match between TPC Summerlin and TPC Vegas.
So the battle for what? The battle for Jay Monahan's heart or something? What
the dominant TPC in Vegas.
I wonder,
TPC Vegas is public. TPC Summerlin is private.
Oh, so it's like
so,
the peasants versus the lords of the manor. It's the class warfare there going on. Interesting.
It's still going on. I guess it's been going on for like however long both of them have been.
I wonder how
for.
Many cities have multiple TPCs where they could have this kind of thing. I don't
the
know.
The Vegas
there can't be. There can't be many cities with two TPCs in the area. Oh, by the way, we got a great cleaning up from last weekend. Great bit of background from our Swedish correspondent, Oscar Asgard, about the winner on the Lett, Maja Stark. Super Swede.
Oklahoma State.
Yes, great player. Background, though. So she won her second ladies Lett title over the weekend. It was her third win in her first six starts as a pro. That's not bad. Three wins in her first six starts as a pro. She was top five wagger, 13th at the Women's Open, 16th at Olympic, 13th at the Women's Open the year before, it was champion, 16th at Olympic. So interesting about Oklahoma State, this is from our Swedish correspondent. She finished off her sophomore season in the finals at the Nationals, and OSU came in second. She was not planning on going pro until later in the fall after LPGA Tour Q School, depending on the outcome. Her coach called and asked if she wouldn't mind going pro before her junior year, as they reckoned she would most likely get a card on LPGA through Q School and wanted to use her scholarship for a new recruit instead. She was like, okay, why not? But she was like pretty surprised they suggested it. Like, can you go pro? Because you're going to make it and we want to use your spot to recruit.
Apparently, and how about that? How about the coach? Like, I don't want one of the best players in the country.
In the world, maybe. In the world. That's women, yeah, but certainly in college golf. And the best thing, apparently she's like a total killer. Total killer. Quote from Maja Stark. I always watch Tiger winning everything when I was growing up. So sometimes when I'm struggling with my confidence, I tell myself, I am Tiger when I hit the shot. That's not bad. Just tell yourself, I'm Tiger. So anyway, she won her third start in six, or third event in six starts on the Lett. So that's a continuing our cleanup. Moving on, schedule for the week on the new LPGA week. Cognizant Founders Cup. We're staying in New Jersey. The Jersey Swing, the Swamp Swing, a different kind of Swamp Swing up in New Jersey. This is at Mountain Ridge, CC. Nice place, West Caldwell.
Yeah, Donnie Ross.
Old school course. Par 72, 6,600 yards. The purse is $3 million. Defending champ.
This is the event of the week.
2019 is Jin Young Ko, but I believe Founders Cup, wasn't that like in Arizona somewhere? Maybe 2019. I don't know that it was here. Maybe I misremembered.
I think it was. It sounds right. That it was in Arizona.
Notables: Ko, Nelly Korda, Jessica Korda, Danielle Kane, Brooke Henderson, amateur Amari Avery, amateur Jensen Castle, and Cheyenne Knight. This is 2-5 on the first round, and then wrapping up at 3 p.m. on the weekend. So noon to 3. Gets its own slot and Golf Channel. The Founders Cup. Good event. Mount Ridge is close to
one last.
Go ahead.
One last sweep up from the last weekend. It was great to see Maria Fassi play well.
Contending?
In the tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's real, like, she's been real hit or miss, right? It's like...
Yeah.
Sometimes, you know, look, a lot of the larger golf media, and we could include ourselves, might not pay attention to women's golf as much as they do men's golf. And you just start, like, reducing women's, like, identities and careers to, like, oh, she was the one from Anwa. I saw this with, like, Jennifer Kupcho. Like, people were like, oh, she's going to be amazing at Solheim Cup. If you remember how she, you know, performed at Anwa. Like, that's her only sort of, like, her identity. The lens through which we watched.
Had nothing to do with her qualifying for Solheim Cup. Yeah, but right. that's what we have to talk about.
We saw how she did at Anwa, so she'll be great at So anyways, yeah, but Maria Fassi's not been necessarily, you know, the player that put her on the, I don't know, national stage for many golf media that don't follow this as much. Anyway, so that's your LPGA. That's event of the week, huh? Mountain Ridge Cognizant Founders Cup. You'll be cognizant of that as you watch over the weekend.
Yes, be cognizant of
the event of the week. There we go.
Women's golf on a classic golf course.
All right.
Great, you know, restored. I think Ron Pritchard did the restoration there. I've heard a lot of great things about it.
Well, yeah, I know Ron. Great guy. No, kidding. All right, PGA Tour champions. The Constellation Furyk and Friends at Tim Aquana. Par 72, 6,900 yards, designed by...
I love the name of this tournament.
Furyk and Friends?
It's Furyk and his assistant captain cronies.
This is in Jacksonville area. Maybe Urban will make an appearance here. Try to get, you know.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
What?
How come Davis Love is the President's Cup captain now?
We did a segment on this when they announced it. It's the most bullshit thing because he's from North Carolina or was at one point, I think. UNC Tar Heel, go home. You know, we did the Stricker, Wisconsin
thing. He's been the Ryder Cup captain twice.
I know. It's ridiculous. They got to get someone, get new blood, at least get them reps in the President's Cup.
Give Ricky the President's Cup captaincy. Oh,
he knows how to play Quail Hollow. He's performed well there, historically, for Ricky standards. Give Ricky the captaincy. I mean, that would be something. Spice up the Prez Cup. Davis Love the third. I mean, we just didn't need to go back to that. All right. That's designed by
The whole year would be, you know, Ricky trying to become the back-to-back playing captain.
That's true. That's true.
Ricky is a father with all of his new perspective.
Designed by Donald Ross. So we have Donald Ross on the senior and the LPGA. Purse is $2 million. This is the inaugural Furyk and
Phil's
Friends.
Phil's playing,
so
right?
So there's no defending champ. Phil is playing as just a
Do you think it's because
favor.
He's one of Furyk's friends?
Yes, he said it. You think he's on the record. He's like, I'm going to play that as a favor. He didn't know how much he's going to play this Q4. He's like, I'm going to play because Jim's a good guy and I like him. So Furyk, Mickelson, notable, Stricker, Padraig Harrington, I think it's his Champions Tour debut, Ernie Els, Davis Love III, Fred Funk is a notable, and David McKenzie, who I'm not familiar with. I don't know who that might be. I don't know. Shotgun start listener Dalton Melnick should get an exemption into this. He's probably not close to 50, but, you know, given his work at the Tim Aquana, what was that? The Tim Aquana T-Day?
Tim Aquana Cup.
Yeah, the cup.
He should get an exemption.
He should get an exemption. He's probably not 50. I don't think he's close to 50.
Here's the problem.
What?
Here's the problem. He might not be friends with Jim Fuhr.
Disqualified.
There's nothing. All these tournaments. Every tournament on the Champions Tour should be titled Somebody in Friends, because that's all the Champions Tour is. It's even worse than the PGA Tour. It's like the ultimate buddy system. Nobody can get on except, you know, there would be like 10 Scott Parrells if it was at all an open tour.
Yep. This is 3-5. I know you're itching to watch it. 3-5, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Tim Aquana, I'm generally interested. That's a course that I've wanted to see for a long time that I just never stopped by. I'm always afraid to stop in Lapland.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know if there's
a
bounty.
Yeah.
A bounty on my head there.
It's a scary place to go behind the enemy lines. You don't want to be up there for too long. All right. European Tour. Spanish Open. Open de España. This is Club de Campo Villa de Madrid in Madrid. It's par 71, 7,100 yards, 1.5 million euros. That is not a lot of money. Is the purse. Defending champ for a national open, 1.5 million euros. Sad. Spanish Open. Defending champ is Jon Rahm from 2019. I believe he's going for the Triple Crown. I believe he won it in 18 and 19. So he's going for three in a row. Notables, Rahm, Bernd Wiesberger, Thorbjørn Olesen, the old piss bear, Marcus Muscat Marcus, Jason Scrivener, man of the high seas, George Cutsia is available and playing on the European Tour at the Spanish Open. Amateur.
Cutsia.
Amateur.
I think he's going to win.
David Puig. I don't know why he'd be in here. Jacobo Pastor. Pastor. Matthew Southgate. Luke Donald. John Catlin. And Jean-Baptiste Gonnet. Or Gannett. I can't connect the dots there. Anyways,
me either.
This is good coffee golf. 8-1. I don't know if it's good. It's coffee golf. I'll say that. 8-1 on Thursday.
Victor's playing.
Victor who?
Dubuisson.
Oh, I was going to say. I thought we just said Hovland was notable in Vegas. Okay.
And Benjamin Herbert.
Victor could like come out of the mountains. You know, the hillsides of France, like riding a horse, just disappeared. He's living in a cave for 2 years, and now he just shows up back on the European Tour. Odd mercurial fellow, Victor. So that's coffee golf of a certain, I don't know, vintage. College Blessings Invitational. That's on TV Wednesday, if you want to look at that. 4-7. The Blessings. We did a great segment on that guy. It's the Tyson Chicken guy, right? Tells people if they have suggestions about the course, they don't play fast enough, he throws them off the course. I think he wants it to be penal, wants it to beat everybody up. That's the Blessings Collegiate Invitational.
Illini looking for a W there. They're only one shot off the lead.
Well, there you go. Very exciting stuff. All right, so your event of the week is the Mountain Ridge Cognizant. Okay. News. The PGA...
Where are we starting?
PGA Junior League is on TV. I put this in news just because it's going to be on ESPN2 and like ESPN Plus.
Do you think they? Do you think this is going to be? Do they think it's going to become like the Little League World Series?
I wonder it. This is why I put it in news. Are they trying to blow this up like the West Region Finals and the like? I got the press release this morning. I was like, "There's no way the PGA Junior League." People want to watch that. I love kids. No offense to kids. But I don't need to see that. There's too much golf as it is. But anyways, that'll be on TV. We can start with, what do you want to do? The Dinosaur or Brooksy Bryson?
Let's talk about the Dinosaur.
I thought you might say that. All right, so the Dinosaur is moving. Likely to Houston or Humble. I don't know. Somewhere in the Houston area. Because Chevron is coming in as a sponsor. It is, you know, I found the old flashback. One of my favorite flashbacks to research. Remember we talked about them doing Easter Sunday service on the 18th green. Thousands of people showing up. The Colgate-Palmolive execs. Like, it is like the LPGA history, the tour's history. Set aside the Women's Open and other majors. Is like this event. Like, this is like a huge part of its identity. It is being moved away from Mission Hills, the Palm Springs area, to Houston because Chevron is coming in as a title sponsor. It sounds like they're going to bump the purse, I want to say, to $4.5 or $5 million past the Evian Championship, past the Women's PGA Championship. I don't know. I think I saw it was a 6-year commitment. Beth Ann Nichols had the big scoop, the breaking story this morning. There's... You know, I think this isn't like it's complex, right? One thing I find like really bothersome is that the tail's wagging the dog, the sponsorship, is the title sponsor is completely putting their thumb on the scale. I watched the new LPGA commissioner do an interview on Golf Channel, and she was talking about like all the things that Chevron believes they can elevate around their like brand and their services and their charities around in the Houston area around this. And I was like, this is like your most prized event, your most historic event on the LPGA tour. And like, we're talking about Chevron and what they're going to get out of like hat. Like, I just think it's like a little backwards, but I understand like, if you get a big sponsor to throw money,
sign like a 25-year agreement.
Yeah. I think it was six, which just doesn't seem
what happens after
like
6 years
to throw this event's history away. Yeah.
Does Chevron still doesn't sponsor the Texas Open?
Not to mention, I mean, and setting aside like whatever you think of any of these issues, I don't know, leading a women's organization and saying you're taking your prized event to Texas at this particular moment in time is an interesting move. I'm not saying, you know, it's an interesting move, the place to go, where you're uprooting from Southern California. All best of luck to them. I'm surprised there wasn't a lot of chatter about that, just the way the world is nowadays. But yeah, I think 6 years is not enough if you're going to throw away the history.
This is a very PGA Tour move. And apologies, Chevron was the World Challenge,
oh, the
not
world,
the Texas
oh, yeah.
Open. That's Valero.
I think Chevron ran for the hills tabloids or something. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm misremembering that timeline. You got your oil?
My petro company's confused there. I think they got the same color scheme.
Marathon does the Northwest Ohio stuff, like Sylvania,
yeah.
Right? Yeah. Okay.
This is a tour move. This is just wiping away history. Like the money. Okay. The money's a great thing for women, right?
Yeah.
But arguably history is more important. There are a lot of things that I didn't like about the Dinosaur. I thought that the course wasn't great. But at the same time, this was like the organic, you know, major, iconic major championship that kind of put women's golf on the map.
Yeah, we're losing Poppy's Pond.
And I don't, you know, like, the community that built that event now just loses it. This feels like, you know, with golf's version a little bit of the Seattle Supersonics, where women's golf having a moment is becoming more and more popular. This community has supported women's golf for decades, and they just have their tournament ripped away and moved to Texas.
Yeah. Now, it sounds like it could potentially go elsewhere, but Texas is certainly going to be the focus for a bit at the start. And there's only six.
Here's the thing. I doubt they're going to Memorial Park. Memorial Park already gives up their course 1 week a year.
Yeah, there's not all. Yeah.
There's not. This is not going to be a huge upgrade in golf course, no matter where they go.
Right.
Maybe Blue Jack. Blue Jack's good.
I thought
but
about
like,
Blue Jack, but I don't know. Is that want to host not, events? I don't know.
It's an hour out, away from Houston, too. I can't imagine it being a huge draw or when it's an hour outside of Houston.
Everybody could go to Reed's house and eat dinner in their ornate dining room, decorated dining room. They can host them. Go ahead.
This Champions is a great club. It's got great championship history. I didn't find it compelling at all in the U.S. Open, U.S. Women's Open. I'd remember nothing.
It was December. Yeah, but you're right. We were so jacked up for that, too. Like, a December major, this will be cool. Something to watch. And it sort of fell flat, right? The course?
Yeah.
Right.
So, like, you're moving it. Like, the biggest complaint about the Dinosaur was the golf course, right?
Yeah.
And you're moving it to a region that doesn't have good golf outside of a couple places. And it floods a lot there. It rains a ton. And you're taking it from a place that, you know what you could count on day in, day out, and in late March, early April? Great weather.
Yeah.
So
right.
You take away a primetime finish. And sure, you're going to make a little bit more money right now. But if you were patient, you might have found a sponsor that said, I don't want to change a thing. I want to keep this event in here, in the place that it is. I want to sponsor this event because of its history. Instead, this company came and said, hey, we want to have an event. We want to have it in our backyard. And we want to pay a bunch of money. And you gave away your history. You sold out for a six-year deal. A six-year deal. You sold your soul for a six-year deal, and that's sad.
It seems like A&A wanted out, which is whatever. That's fine. They were falling off. You know, it's a tough time to be an airline, probably. But yeah, it's just weird to have such a big event. It's not like this thing started 5 years ago, right? It's not the Amundi Evian Championship where they just paid their way into a major, like. They paid their way.
This is considered the Masters of women's golf.
Right.
And you're moving it.
I don't.
You're not moving it. Like, it's not like you're moving it down the street. You're moving it to Texas.
Yeah.
You're moving it halfway across the country.
I do think they had to get off the ANWA weekend. Like, I think that, but there's ways to do that, Mart, with less traumatic changes.
Guess what? Palm Springs is nice in February.
I know.
In January.
I know.
And, March and April.
Right. I've not, Chevron's catching a lot of the arrows from us, but like, I mean, good on them for investing
the LPGA
in women's golf.
Yeah.
This could have been done with Juan beforehand. I don't know. I don't know what the timeline was. You know, this could have been put in motion a long time ago, but maybe not.
Listen, there are positives. It's good.
Right.
It's great that they're getting more money, but I think that it's going to get less visibility because of the time. you're going to be on. It's going to be, you're losing a primetime finish. Like, God, I just feel like the Dinosaur, because of the time it finished, it always got a good spot. And it was like, it was a big part of that weekend in golf.
I love it because it just, it's like, it works with the Masters. Like, that's, you watch yes. major championship golf and you just roll, it rolls into the Masters. I think you, like, golf is just at the forefront there. You know, you're not up against the Final Four on that final round, right? Final Four is Saturday. It's just, it is kind of have it. I thought it had its own spot, but I don't know.
I mean, there's good money and there's bad money, right? And when you have to compromise your history and you have to, you know, really, I mean, you compromise your whole schedule and your whole tour by moving your premier event, changing dates. It's yeah. just not the event. This is going to be like the Bridgestone going yeah. to, what is it now? Memphis?
Memphis. Yeah. 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 I don't know. It's an interesting move for something that's so, I mean, it's a pillar. It's a founding pillar of this tour. So, can I tell a quick Patrick Reed story because we're talking about his house? I've been laughing about it since. Somebody once told me, and I'll try to remain nameless, media production, something at his house. So I'll make dinner for you guys. I'll grill out for you guys when everybody's here. And it like amounted to his chef coming over and telling him like when to turn hot dogs and flip burgers on his grill. And the people there said it's the most awkward and uncomfortable situation. And they just wanted to get the hell out of there. Telling, I'll cook for you guys. And the chef came over and said, turn the hot dog, flip the burger. Or the chef did it himself.
I love that the chef came over to tell him how to cook it. That's so good because he probably puffed his chest out that he cooked it.
All right, moving on. This is just a random. We're talking about Justine hosting everybody. There's a lot more of that story, but I'll leave it at that. All right, other news. We have the match 5. It's Bryson DeChambeau. It's Brooks Koepka. It is at, I want to say, the Wynn, Las Vegas. It is the day after Thanksgiving. It is only 12 holes. I think it'll be Turner. They say Barkley will be involved yet again. I don't know. I think the natural inclination is for people to say, oh, this was all a work. This was all a work the whole time. The feud was just to make money and commercialize. Like, I don't think that's true. I think like these guys, I think Brooks Koepka really actually hated Bryson DeChambeau, still probably does. Now that I also think it's true that they're like commercializing this too. So it's not like it was inauthentic hate, inauthentic beef. I do think like, I think Brooks, like this one gets all the attention. I want to know more about the Brooks DJ beef. That's real hate. He does not like DJ.
I don't know. They kind of seem chummy at the Ryder Cup though.
I think that's like forced. It has to be.
I just thought I was watching him in the press conference.
I want more coverage of that. I want more digging into that one. What happened? Why they like Brooks? I think the Bryson thing for Brooks has been more of like a game cat and mouse, like just kind of toying with him now, even though he really does like not like him. But again, I don't think this means everything up to this point has been just a work to cash in. Certainly some things were that. Some things were pit plays and things like that. But two things, I think they can be mutually exclusive. Do I think this match will be good? Probably not. I am okay with like doing it the Friday after Thanksgiving because I will never forget how well that first one did. I think that's ideal
the Tiger
spot.
One.
I know they used to do skins games and things like that on Thanksgiving weekend, but that like the traffic and interest and the buys on pay-per-view, I mean, it rivaled the Masters. It's just, I don't know what, if that's like a sweet spot to get these sort of spectacle golf involved or not. And I don't think, you know, Bryson Brooks will do Tiger Phil numbers, but I do think it's kind of interesting in that regard for on the timing calendar wise. And hey, it's getting people to talk and watch about golf. Do I think they're converts? Do I think they're going to stay and they're going to hang around and watch the Pebble Beach Pro-Am in January and all that? No, these are like quick, you know, empty calories, but I don't know. It's more people watching golf, I would think, the outside your normal audience. So I'm not that quick to crush this one as it seems like a lot of people are.
I'm fine with it. It's I'm super in on the 12 holes.
Why?
These matches always drag.
Yeah, that's a good.
Way
point.
Too long.
That's a good.
Way
point.
Too long. Like none of them have I ever been like at the end like, oh, God, I just wish this was still going on. It's always like, just please have this end. And you know, I think that's the key to this whole thing. This is 12 holes is going to be shorter. There's only two of them. This is probably going to be a 3-hour production instead of what was the last one in on the mountain.
Was like I don't know. Never ended. So we just started recording before it was over because we couldn't keep watching it. Yeah, I think Bryce will be super awkward. He cannot carry this thing by himself. I don't know if Brooks can either. You know, they'll need some heavy, you know, interloping on the microphone, whether that's Barkley or whoever else out on the course. Seems like Phil is going to be involved as well. Can I just read you something from the Win, a paragraph on the Win that just had me cackling? This is from Dylan DeShera's write-up. The course they'll be competing on is the newly remade Win Golf Club, which reopened in 2019 after plans to turn it into a water park were abandoned. That's good. Turn into a water park, abandoned. Tom Fazio originally designed the course and was also in charge of the redesign, which he worked on with his son Logan. It boasts among the highest greens fees in the country, charging $550 per round. I just love that this thing was going to be closed, turned into a water park, then redesigned by Tom and Logan, and now carries like $600 greens fees. It is supposed to be this sort of Oasis, similar thing, you know, you don't know that the strip's around you and all that stuff. But that was a hell of a paragraph for me. It seems like everything that's just you might not want in golf, but it's perfect for this kind of spectacle, I suppose. So I just wonder what kind of water park did they need to do much to turn it into a water park? There's already a big waterfall at the 18th that, you know, could they work with the existing landscape to make it that? Turn something into a lazy river. We know we saw that at Caves Valley. So that's your Win. I again, I'm not ready to crush it. I'm not ready to crush it yet. I do think it has potential to be super boring, but I like the timing. I like the Friday after Thanksgiving. Underrated day, underrated holiday. So, all right. Anything else? Do you have any other comments on Brooks Bryson? Have you played the Win?
No, I haven't played any golf in Vegas.
Okay.
I don't know when I'm going to.
Ever. Based on our Vegas conversation earlier. All right, everyone enjoy.
I'll play there. I gotta go there at some point. I do want to play that course in Utah. The
well, that's not
Andy
Vegas.
Staples course. Well, it's like that. It's Vegas adjacent. It's like
we're getting into geography. I think you're getting into trouble here. How what's adjacent mean? 400 miles within.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think you do. All right. We'll have to look that
no,
up.
No, it's like 2 hours.
Okay.
It's less than
all
two
right.
hours away.
All right. Okay. All right.
It's like that's the place to go.
Andy
it's
Staples.
Hurricane Utah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's what's it called? God, I'm so tired. I'm sorry. I've had a long couple of days.
Absolutely. All right, everyone enjoy your Wednesdays. We'll be back with you on Friday.
Can't wait to see what the Desert Fox does in the first round.
Are you really that excited for Martin Laird?
I don't know if they'll even recognize him when he goes to register.
He's on PGA Tour Live. All right, everyone tune into that.